So we're coming back to our story of David. David tells the lady, let's go to court. I'm going to come with you. And bring the jugs with you. They come to court and they're standing in front of the judge. And the lady says, I gave this man these jugs filled with honey and gold. And the man gave them back to me with only honey. And the man says, it's a lie. Who would put gold in jugs? Why do you think I take them out? You gave me honey, I gave you back honey. So David takes jug number one. He says, Your Honor, I want to do something. Watch. He takes the jugs, he pours out the honey into another vessels. He has over there a pile of 10 jugs. He takes jug number one, smashes it to the floor. Jug number two, smashes it to the floor. He starts looking around the smashes, the smithereens. And the man over there says, this is crazy. No one puts money in the jugs. And this lady invented the whole story. There were never money there, and I didn't take anything, and I don't have to repay anything, and she just made it up. There's something wrong with her. No one puts money in the jugs. You see, the jugs are empty. Who would put money in the jugs? And David is looking, and David is looking, and finally picks up a shard. And there's a shard of earthenware, and there's honey glued to it, and there's a gold coin glued to it. He goes to the judge and he says, Your Honor, you see here, this jug had a gold coin glued to it. And then he turns to the neighbor and he says, you want to change your story? He says to the judge, I figured that if he stole this lady's gold coins, he can't see into the jug. He can only scoop out what he can see. He must have missed one gold coin. And you see, I broke the jugs. Here is a gold coin stuck to the jug. So you see, the lady's story is true. So the man turned white. And he said, I'll tell you the truth, the boy is right. I did take out the gold coins, and he admitted, and he paid back the gold coins to the widow. So that's one story of David's wisdom as a child. The lady didn't know how to prove it to the judge that she had put money in the jugs. But David came with her to court, and he thought of a way to show the judge and get the guy to admit that he had really stolen the gold coins from the poor widow.